comment on the decision to send Mark Scheifele back to Barry?
Well, obviously, we've said from the beginning that it was going to be evaluated, game by game. We never put any time frame on anything, and it just got to the point here now where we looked at the upcoming schedule and travel is going to be coming into play here. And obviously, I spoke with Dale Hawerchuk and Barry, and it's going to be a great opportunity for him to go back to junior, play a pivotal role on a team that is much improved, and Dale's very excited, obviously, about what he has in store for him.
Chevy, what were a couple of things that you noticed as this early part of the season here has progressed with his game, anyway?
Well, very, very ecstatic about, obviously coming in, the way he played in Penticton, what he did in the exhibition season, and the way he handled himself, at the National Hockey League level in regular season. We're just ecstatic about, the games that he played. He showed that, he thinks the game very well, very responsible defensively, which, at this stage of his career is a very, very good sign.
With all that he experienced in the seven games, Kevin, is that a good table setter for when he comes in next year?
Well, let's worry about next year. Next year, I'm just excited about his opportunities to go to Barry and to continue the development process.
Do the opportunities include perhaps the World Hockey League?
That's again, like anything in Scheif's career so far, he's earned everything he's gotten, and I continue to hope that he will continue to earn it. Those type of things aren't given, they're earned, and with a player like that, he's going to continue to work hard.
What do you want him to work on down there, Barry?
Well, he's going to be an impact player, in junior, and I think with that comes the pressures of leading a team and the expectations of producing all the time. Those are type of things that, when he becomes a National Hockey League player, things like that are going to be his responsibility all the time. So it's a development process. Like, if you really sit back and put it into perspective, 18 years old, that's a big feather in his cap to have earned the opportunity to play the seven games here this year.
How did he take it? I mean, there was so much hype around him here, and I think he got caught up in that a little bit. How do you think he took it? How do you think he's going to react to?
I think he took it great, from the standpoint that, one of the things that away from his on-ice play that, we get to see each and every day, that his teammates saw each and every day. He's a humble person. He worked hard. He took nothing for granted from the moment that he, stepped into the locker room at rookie camp, and that's kind of his mentality. So, certainly I would assume that, like anybody, you want to stay here, but I think the realism that he's going to go play a big role in junior is a tremendous overriding factor for a very mature person.
Was he still smiling today?
Absolutely, yeah. We were cracking jokes. I think that's the thing, is that he is a humble person. He hasn't changed one single bit from the moment that we drafted him from that aspect of things. He has not taken anything for granted, and, he's going to continue to work hard moving forward.
Is it just the case where you think he just needs miles on the car? He's only 18.
He is only 18, there's varying schools of thought, as far as keeping 18-year-olds in the league, but we didn't let that really come into play. We just let, what's best for his development for the long term be the deciding factor.